The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 8th of February, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Now, yeah, we figured this would be coming. We reported this last week, you know, FaceTime, eavesdropping, bugs. We were supposed to be getting a fix for this, you know, so they could, you know, make it go away. Figured it was going to be last week. Well, apparently it took longer than we expected. We get ready for 12.1.4. Oh, yeah, iOS 12.1.4 is now out. And it's supposed to fix that group FaceTime security flaw, too. Now, just in case you don't remember what the hell I'm talking about or you didn't even hear about it, before this fix, you could have a FaceTime call, and then before the recipient picked up, you could actually eavesdrop and know exactly what was going on. They didn't even have to engage with you. Well, Apple turned off group FaceTime over the past week. Now that the new iOS 12.1.4 is out, they should be switching that back on. Now, apparently there's some other bug fixes as well, and also some security fixes, meaning there was more than what we knew about. It is a small update, only 89.6 megabytes for most people, and it's highly advised you go upgrade right now. As for when we're going to see 12.2, well, they're working on it, and apparently we're going to be getting some new emojis in that thing. Staying with iOS users out there, and actually people that use Netflix, your friends that are on Android, they probably told you about, hey, you know what I got and you don't? When I'm watching a TV series or something new, it automatically downloads the next one for me. I don't even have to think about it. Well, finally, this feature is coming to your iPhone. Yes, Netflix smart download feature has been long on Android for the longest time, and most people have been saying, yeah, oh, hello, what does it take to get it to come to Apple's devices? Well, the feature's there now, and it actually can be toggled on or off from the download section of the Netflix app. By toggling it on, of course, you'll automatically delete each downloaded episode that you watch, and it will automatically download the next one you need to watch. However, though, it only does this on Wi-Fi, so you don't have to worry about getting that bill at the end of the month and going, holy moly, how much did it cost me to watch that really terrible last season of House of Cards? Now, the reason for this coming from the company that said, no, we'll never offer downloads. They say it's a feature meant to save you the time and effort of going through your old files and manually clearing them out, so you can just get on with your binge watching. Finally, yeah, I guess we decided to go tabloidish here today on the news show. Why not? News is slow. And what happens when news is slow? Well, we talk about nudity. This time we're talking about Jeff Bezos. Yeah, it's apparently Jeff has his own little blog, and he's made a post talking about how the National Enquirer, which by the way is a tabloid over there in the US of A, yeah, they're threatening to publish nude photos of him. Can I get a ew again? Yes, Jeffy boy claims he's being threatened with the publication of nude photos of him, unless apparently he agrees to make a statement downplaying the motivations behind the National Enquirer parent company, American Media Incorporated. I guess he's got to say that the company was never politically motivated or influenced by politics forces. Blah, 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 blah. No, we're not going to go any deeper than that. Politics we don't touch on this show. All the more we ain't touching anything about Jeff Bezos' nude photos, too. I mean, come on. I mean, is it just me? There's that one Amazon package you don't want to see. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website, that is where you can find all of our great tech podcasts over there, including this show, of course, The Mac Show and The Big Show. Get subscribed today. Also, you can find us, of course, on Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter as well at British Tech and our BTN community. You hear me talk about it all the time, but if you haven't come join us, well, then I'm just going to keep telling you, so you might as well come on over. And trust me, once you get signed up, you'll be glad you did. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday, going into the weekend now. Gonna take a little downtime, a little rest. You should do the same, though. However, though, we will get you all caught up on the best technology news will happen over the weekend on Monday. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday and an even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much for listening.